You're listening to Winners with Nadia Horn on RSN 927.
At 7 to 11, as we continue our previews of today's racing, and joining us is Ray Huxley to go through the other local meeting at Ballarat this afternoon. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Nard. Terrific meeting at Ballarat today.
Yeah, it looks to be a bit of depth. Fine and a good four is the track rating, and we kick things off with a three-year-old maiden to be run over 1,400, and the scratching is the six. Looking at the latest tab market, it really rests between two main chances. Number one, Brutal Power, 230. Two, Burning the Clock at 270. The four, Dunman, at $4.20.
Yeah, they look the three chances. I'm pretty keen on the top one. He's only had the three starts. He stepped up to 1,400 at Ballarat last start and tried to lead all the way. He travelled very well in front, but the horse who beat him, Tavadance, he travelled very well in running as well, and I think Tavadance is a very, very promising horse. I think he'll be winning race eight today. So I'm sticking with the top one. Blinkers go on today. Brutal Power to beat Burning the Clock. The other chances... Dunman, who finished up very strongly on debut, and maybe next best number eight. One from 2, 4, and 8.
1, 2, 4, 8. The second is a 1,400-metre maiden, and he can take out runners 1, 13, 16, and also 17. Number three, Mount Archer at 9, 750 for Oki. 350 favourite for Pentian, down to 650 for Tycoon Warrior. 424 Vibrato, and you're looking at bigger odds the others.
I like... His last couple of runs have been very good. He hasn't had a great deal of luck, particularly his last run. And I think here today, got barrier one, good rider in Ben Thompson on today. I think it will be the one to beat, number 12. I think 7, from the trained on the track by Darren Weir, has been off the scene for a long time. Resumes today, did show ability last campaign, and then 9 and 4. 12 from 7, 9 and 4.
So 12 from 7, 9 and 4. The third race now, this is a maiden, 2,200 metres, and he can take out the 10. We've got number... Well, there's only one that they want, isn't it? That's Grinzinger Star. It's at $1.55, $5.50 for Mutnasek. And then you're looking at Zancada, who's at $9.50, and Zapurla at $5. Looks skinny, $1.55, but probably pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, it can't be hard to beat, but $1.55, there are better bets around than taking $1.55 about Grinzinger Star. It looks a promising type, on trial at the trip, but is bred to get over it. If it settles early, it's probably the one to beat, but I'm not real keen to have a bet in this race. I went 7, 12, 5 and 3.
7, 12, 5 and 3 with a short price favoured in the third. Race 4, maiden, this is to be run over 1,200, and you can take out runners 3, 7 and also the 10. The 2, Dream Brother, who's been a runner-up at its past 3. It's at $2. $3.30 for Patriot Day. Seymour is at 5, and you're down to a first starter. Archie Alexander puts the polish on this one. Write Your Name at $4.40.
Yeah, I like Dream Brother. He has been running a runner-up in 4 of his last 5 starts. Been a little bit unlucky in some of them too. Today he's got the good barrier. He is definitely the one to beat. Patriot Day, probably the main danger. He's still a maiden after 20 starts by the same token. And then 6 and 11. 2, 4, 6, 11.
2, 4, 6, 11. Race 5, the Hotham. This is worth $75,000. It's a 1,200 metre race. And they won't mind me saying it's meant to be for the most non-winning horses across the state. And you can take out runners 9, 14, 15 and 16. We've got some of our good old friends here. Look, we'll start off the top with All the Wine at 360. The 5 Pujols is at 550. 750 for Danube Delta. Mental as Anything is at $5. And then you've got Rosamond at $5.50.
Yeah, well, it's attracted horses from all over the country. This the $75,000 prize money and the promise that it's going to be a weak field. It's nice to see, give owners of slow horses a chance to get a bit of money, but that's what they are. They're slow horses. For the sake of a tip, I'll go 12 from 1, 5 and 3.
12, 1, 5 and 3. Race 6, this is the first leg of the quaddie. Fillies and mares 70 over 1,100. Take out the 4. We've got number 5, Due Course at $3. Caribbean Perler at $4.40. And the 7, Teleplay, is an odds-on favourite at $1.95.
Yeah, it's a race where you'd like to have a look at them before you had a bet in this race because The three chances are all resuming from lengthy spells. Teleplay, the odds-on favourite, showed very good promise all three starts, but hasn't raced for 278 days. Due Course, it's resuming from a break, had good form last time in, but hasn't raced since May, and Caribbean Pearl hasn't raced since April. So you'd like to have a look at them in the mounting yard to see what condition they seem to be in. But they look the three chances, so I think you can sew it up in the first leg of the quaddy. I think you only need the three of them. I've gone 7, 5, 6, then out that gap to number 1. 7, 5, 6, 1.
7 from 5, 6, and 1. We then go over to race number 7, and this is a 1,400 metre event. Take out runners 1 and 3. Number 2, Diamond Diva at $2.90. $5, So You Dream. Kaimu was at $3.30. Equisdoro at $8. And $6.50 for Rue Bridges.
Yeah, it's a good little race, this. Kaimu, number 7, almost certainly the leader. And they put blinkers on her as well. So I think she'll scamper across and lead them up. She tried to lead all the way first up the other day and just got tired in the last little bit. And will be fitter for that run. She will sail along in front and be very, very hard to catch, I think. Diamond Diva is racing very well. Goes out the 1,400. I always get a little bit worried when she's by Reward for Effort. Very good sire. But once they get past 1,200, I start to get a little bit worried about them. Her last three runs have been over 1,300, and she's ran on well in all of them. So the 1,400 shouldn't be a problem. I think you'll find number 7 will lead and number 2 will be tracking, and I think they might fight out the finish. I go 7 from 2, next best 6 and 9.
7, 2, 6 and 9. We look at race 8. This is over 1,600. You can take out the 7. Number 1, Free Willy, is at $9.50. Silence the Stars at $6.50. $7.50 for Reigning in Paris. Then we're down to $1.45 for Taverdance.
Yeah, I think Taverdance is the good thing of the day. This is the horse who beat Brutal Power. Brutal Power is the horse I like in race 1. So if Brutal Power comes out and wins well, it'll read even better for Taverdance. Gee, was impressive on debut. He was a bit slowly away, moved into a nice position and travelled so beautifully in the run. You wanted to be on him a long way from home. And even though Brutal Power put up a great fight, he was just too good. He's bred to get over a bit of ground, this horse, and he'll love stepping up to the 1,600. I think he'll be too good for them. 8 clearly on top from Silence the Stars. He'll be improved by his first up run, and then 4 and 1. 8 from 2, 4 and 1.
8 from 2, 4 and 1. And what's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
The ninth race.
Oh, sorry about that. You can take out runners 3 and 8 out of race 9. Didn't see that one there. We got number 2, Wanna Be Good, at $6.50. Chavot is at $2.70. The Fave, $6 for British Isle. 7 for Allspice. And Lalova is at $7.50.
I think Chavot will run over the top of him here. He's quite a promising galloper, Chavot. First up run was very good. It came from a near impossible position to get up and run third at Bendigo. That was behind Petrel. Petrel is a very, very smart galloper. It's in at Caulfield tomorrow and will be very hard to beat Petrel. I think this will win the last 5. From number 11, Luck of Friendship. It was only 3/4 of a length behind Chavot in that race at Bendigo the other day. Will be improved. It was its first Melbourne run. Then 6 and 2. 5 from 11, 6 and 2.
5, 11, 6 and 2. Now time for your best roughy quaddy and play of the day.
Yeah. This is in race 7, Kai Mu. I think you can beat the favourite. And play of the day is the last two races. Race 8, number 8, Chavot. And, race 8, number 8, Taverdance. And race 9, number 5, Chavot. And for the quadrilla, the first leg, 5, 6, 7, should get it. The second leg, 2 and 7. The third leg, 2 and 8. And the last leg will come home, 2, 5, 6, and 11.
Just your best again, Ray. We just lost you for a minute there. What was your best bet?
Race 8, number 8. Race 8, number 8, Taverdance.
Race 8, the 8. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, mate.